Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live at Chickie's in South Philadelphia, our regular Friday hangout. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and, well, joining us right now, his hand is weighed down a little bit there. Oh, it's off. But last night, you know, it was a big deal, a big event. Eagles getting their Super Bowl ring, and Dave Spadaro of the Eagles joins us here. How many diamonds, Dave?
There are 219 diamonds and 17 rare green sapphires found in South Africa because you can't find midnight green sapphires anywhere. Ah.
Get out of here. Yeah.
It's not a ring. It's a vessel. It's a trophy, and it's beautiful.
Wow.
It really is, man.
It really is.
I was like a lot of fans last night, right, waiting on Twitter for you guys, from somebody.
For the release.
Yeah, for somebody at the party to put a picture out there or something so we could all see that thing.
So the party was, very cool. You get there, there's all the media, you have a black carpet walk, then you go in, plenty of food and drink. Everybody was there. The former players who had received rings for the most part and then left, like Bo Allen and Vinnie Curry,
sure,
those guys showed up. And then at, like, you know, probably 9:30, we got called into this room. Everybody sat down. They had the presentation. Merrill came out, said hello to everybody, threw it to a couple of videos, highlight videos of the season, which were awesome. Great job by the Eagles. Everybody was standing up cheering and EAGLE. It was great. And then Jeffrey came up and started presenting the rings to each player with an accompanying 20 to 30 second highlight video.
Of every player?
Every player and coach.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the very end, Doc came up and presented the final ring to Jeffrey. And so,
wow.
Yeah, and then we all went crazy. Then it was Meek Mill and Rick Ross.
Oh.
Yeah, we saw some pictures of them being there.
Yeah. And
was Jeffrey doing his Jeffrey dance?
No, Meek kept calling for Jeffrey to come out. Jeffrey had other things to do that night. I think we may have seen the last of the Jeffrey waltz.
Yeah. No. We'll see it one more time. Well, it's certainly and I know Doug has been talking about, like, now this is the end, and now we turn towards 2018. But, Dave, what a run, man. What a ring.
Yeah.
What a fun year. So the ring itself, do you have the same ring as the players? Explain how it all works.
So I'm a staff member. I have the same ring as all the staff members. The players and coaches, the difference in their ring is that inside they have the underdog silhouette in there, imprinted in there, and then I think their autograph is in there. Their signing is inside.
Is that right?
Yeah. Inside my ring is the scores of the games from the postseason. This ring has 219 diamonds. There's 52 diamonds on the Eagles' head alone. There are 16 diamonds on the Lombardi Trophy, representing the 16 wins in the season. There's something, the bezel here. There are 117 diamonds. That's called a waterfall of diamonds. Mm. And that represents the jersey numbers of the Philly Special. Mm. And then one thing that's really important, there is an outline of Lincoln Financial Field and also Fly Eagles Fly on the back, right? And that is for the fans. And it was really important for Jeffrey to include the fans here. And he and everybody recognizes that on the road, the participation from the fans is awesome. At Lincoln Financial Field for those postseason games, unlike anything I'd ever experienced, Ike Reese is dropping the ring.
He dropped it.
And then at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, tons of Eagles fans there. So a huge recognition and thank you to the fans.
A lot of detail, because the ring's big.
Yeah.
But the amount of things that they got on the ring, Dave, it's amazing that they're able to fit it in. And they've really fit it in it's big enough for a lot of it. It's amazing the detail on there. They were able to get it done.
You know, I talked to Jeffrey, Johnny, about it, and he said it was shortly after the Super Bowl when he started meeting with companies who wanted to manufacture the ring. They settled on Jostens, and then there were just a lot of meetings. And we actually were asked for input on what should be represented on this ring. You know, is it the jersey numbers of the Philly Special, for example? Is it certainly the one ring? The one diamond represents the first Super Bowl. There are four. The four sapphires represent the four NFL championships now that the Eagles have won. So he paid tribute to the franchise's history. I think the ring, while absolutely gigantic, and I've got it next to the NFC Championship ring here in 2004, which I'm going to talk to Ike about in a second here, it's a massive ring with a lot of messaging in here. So, Ike, to me, the 2004 ring, you don't wear it, right?
On occasion, I do.
See, I think it
last time I had it on, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, thank you for the good luck.
That's the last time I had it on,
It changes the context of the whole organization, doesn't it? The whole,
yeah.
I mean, in the last, 14 years, an NFC Championship and a Super Bowl. Not a bad. Jeffrey's had a great, great run as the owner of this team.
He really has, and that was the only thing really that was missing from his resume was the actual Super Bowl title.
He earned it.
Yeah. He certainly did. And
should have had it earlier. Should have had it in the 2000s.
Yep. And the funny thing is, that's all I could think about, right? I've had these moments since they won the game. And most of us as former players that played here have these moments around the Super Bowl every year, because you think about the opportunities that you had as a player and you relish what you were able to accomplish, but you also regret things you didn't get accomplished. And as great as we felt when they won on February 4th, and as great as that parade was, going through that week, couldn't help but reflect back to our time, and you're just like, damn, we really screwed up that opportunity that we had back then. And then last night, when I saw the rings, right, when they started coming out over Twitter and everything.
I know, it tugs at your heartstrings, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, that's all I could do was just sit
there.
Well,
you were saying yesterday,
man,
on the air.
Yeah.
Like, man.
You know, listen, it hit last night to a point I didn't even want to text any of the fellas, because I know they were all thinking the same thing.
I know.
And you know how I know we were all thinking the same thing? They weren't on Twitter.
You know, I was at the party of the cool. You realize, like, that there's so many men who've come and women who've come through the NFL and have worked in every capacity for many, many years, decades, and never gotten to the playoffs, never won anything, don't have a ring, never experienced a Super Bowl. I was speaking with Tom Donahoe last night in the personnel department, 34 years in the NFL, and he finally got a ring. 34 years.
Wow.
So it's a life. It's the quest for the ring, and now that journey is complete. And I don't think anybody really paid attention to Doug Peterson's 12:01 a.m. deadline to forget about 2017, because the party went way past.
Yeah, probably started about noon.
Yeah, when everybody got up. Yeah, when everybody woke up.
Yeah,
and the fans can share in it too, and that's what's so cool about it. We're making an entire line of Super Bowl jewelry available at jostins.com/eagles. You can get many different flights of rings. It's expensive as $11,000, $11,127. There are 127 of these rings available. They already were halfway sold out 24 hours after they went online. Pendants, bracelets, all sorts of earrings, all sorts of collections to celebrate this unbelievable moment for the Philadelphia Eagles and the fans around the world.
Well, you can get the ring, Ike.
Ike.
You said you didn't get the ring. You get it.
Nah, I'm good.
Jostins.com/Eagles.
Yeah, Jostins.com/Eagles. Ike, see, this thing says family, and you're always family.
There you go.
You're always family.
I appreciate it.
You're the man.
I appreciate it. I tell you what, get that ring back.
Yeah, Luke can't get it off his ring. All of a sudden,
hold on.
What?
People are passing. Is there a diamond missing there? What are you doing, Luke?
Who would know? It's so big.
It is.
But it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles respond. Brother, I think it'll be fabulous, time at training camp. The roster looks really, I mean, it's been a really good spring for the Eagles.
It's a good team, Dave.
It's a good team. And will they get back? Who knows? It takes a lot of good circumstances, some good luck, and a lot more that this team displayed. A lot of camaraderie and resilience, and Ike Reese is not able to get it off his finger now.
I just had one question for you. I'm wondering, are you you're going to wear this on your right hand, right?
Yes.
Your ring finger?
Yes.
Are you going to start talking with your hands more?
Yes, shaking many more hands.
Right?
I think I'll wear it for at least a couple of weeks, and then we'll see.
But be careful.
Until my back gives out on it. I'm going to throw out my back.
Put it on your homeowner's insurance.
I have it.
It's already on there?
Yeah, got it appraised. And,
good man.
It's all ready to go, man. This one was stolen, my NFC Championship ring. When I lived in Havertown, a guy came off the train, broke into the house, filled up the pillowcase with all of our jewelry, and took my ring. So I wrote something on the website way back when. Hey, if anybody sees my NFC Championship ring, let me know. A couple of weeks later, it was on eBay by Dave Spadaro's NFC Championship ring.
Wow.
Guy stole it, sold it to a pawn shop. Pawn shop sold it to a grandfather. Grandfather wanted to sell it.
And you got it back.
And I got it back. And the guy got arrested.
Wow.
That
yeah.
is awesome.
So but this one I better take care of. I'm not going to do the John Brazier and leave it in
the bathroom.
No.
Right.
I'm going to guard it closely.
Let me say this. A lot of players have come through the doors. This guy's been here a long time. He's been through a lot of football teams, taking a lot of heat at times, defending this ball club. A lot of people down there deserve a ring. You're certainly at the top of the list, brother.
My man, thank you, Ike.
Is Howard underneath Dave by just a half
he's
an
not.
Hour?
I think Howard's pretty much underneath everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you know what, though? The funny thing is, he doesn't care, nor should he.
No, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
All right.
Doesn't
the great
care.
Thing about Howard Eskin is for years he survived by calling Cowboys fans cockroaches.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate cockroach. He survived all these years, and he finally got his Eagles championship ring.
Congratulations,
thank
brother.
You. Thank
all
you.
All right. Guys, we're back after this live from Chickies. Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.